Usually I begin these FMTs with enthusiasm, but today, of course, is Yom HaZikaron, and so we are all a bit more muted than usual. The very end of Sefer Bereishis, literally the last pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, says, it's in Bereishis Perek Nun Pasuk Chavav, Vayomas Yosef ben Mea Vaeser Shanim Vayachantu Oso. Yosef died when he was 110 years old, and they embalmed him. And then the Torah says, Vayisem Ba'aron B'mitzrayim. They placed him in a coffin in Egypt. That's the end of Sefer Bereishis. And this is all very strange. First of all, at first glance, these words and these details seem unimportant. Where else were they going to put Yosef after he died? And wherever they put his body, why is that important for us to know? And on a more global level, why does the Torah choose to end Sefer Bereishis with these words? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Right before Yosef died, he told his family that Hashem would eventually take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and Yosef made them swear that when Hashem does indeed take them out of Mitzrayim, they must take his body, his bones, out of Egypt with them. And the Gemara in Maseches Sota Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says that when Bnei Yisrael were getting ready to leave Mitzrayim, they were busy collecting the riches that they took from the Egyptians. However, Moshe was not involved in that. He wasn't involved in collecting the riches. Moshe was involved in locating the Aron of Yosef and taking that Aron out of Mitzrayim. And that same Gemara in Maseches Sota Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says that wherever the Jews went in the desert, there were two Aronos that went with them. One was the Aron Kodesh with the Luchos, and one Aron was the Aron with Yosef's bones. And the Gemara says that those two Aronos, the Aron with the Luchos and the Aron with Yosef's bones in it, those two Aronos traveled with Bnei Yisrael. They were next to each other, and they traveled with Bnei Yisrael for 40 years. Wherever the Jews went, the Gemara says that these two containers, these two Aronos, traveled with them. Bnei Yisrael saw them and learned from them. And what did Bnei Yisrael learn? Why was it so important that these two Aronos travel together? And why was it so important that Moshe collect Yosef's Aron? And why is it so significant that Sefer Bereishis ends with Yosef being placed in an Aron? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. In modern Hebrew, an aron means a closet, a cabinet, a box. It's a container that holds something or some things. In the Chumash, however, the word aron only refers to two things. One is Yosef's coffin, and the other is the Aron Kodesh that held the Luchos. We only put things in a cabinet, in an aron, things that are important to us, things we want to keep, things that are special to us. Garbage is thrown away. Old clothing is given away. They're not put in an aron, but important things, things we want to protect and hold on to, we put in an aron. And that is what Bnei Yisrael had to see in the desert. For 40 years, Bnei Yisrael saw clearly that now that they were free, they were now learning how to be a nation, how to build a nation. And they learned clearly that when that happens, when we build a nation, we never lose sight of these things, these values that made us into a nation. First, of course, are the Luchos. The Luchos, the Torah, is our foundation. And that goes wherever we go. We have no intention and we have no ability to build a true godly nation without the Luchos, without the Torah. They are put in the Aron and they come with us wherever we go. But not only that, side by side with that Aron is another Aron, the Aron of Yosef. For 40 years, Bnei Yisrael saw that Aron too. And why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that as we build a nation, a godly nation, we build on the memory and on the legacy of those who came before us. Yosef is not left behind, chas v'shalom. He comes with us everywhere we go, and everything we do is built on that legacy, on that foundation. And perhaps that is one of the messages that we can take with us on this somber day of Yom HaZikaron. Before we can celebrate, we take a pause, a long, somber, mournful pause, and we visit the Aronos of the Kedoshim who died defending Eretz Yisrael. We think about all the Kedoshim in their Aronos, and we contemplate the sacrifice that they made, that their families made, so that our nation can continue to build and to develop. They are not, chas v'shalom, forgotten. Just the opposite. Whatever is in and our own comes with us. It's a part of us. Wherever we go and in everything we do, we bring those aronos wherever we go. To the Kotel in Yerushalayim, to the high-tech offices in Tel Aviv, to the Tiul up north, to the kibbutz down south, everywhere in between. Those aronos travel with us as we build with them and with their legacy a godly nation in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. Have a powerful, meaningful day.